I can tell you, now, the answer may not have always been what I wanted it to be, but I can tell you beyond the shadow of a doubt, there's never been a time in my life that I have never, that I have ever had a need that I brought before God the Father that He did not answer me. It may not have been what I wanted or what I thought it was going to be, but He always answers. He answers right on time, and it's always the answer that is going to be the best for you and your life. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says that all things work together for what? The good. Works together for the good. Hallelujah. We always maybe think, this isn't what I was going to say tonight, but I feel like somebody may need to hear it. We may not always know or understand what is best or what is up ahead, but God is all knowing. He is all powerful. He knows what's around the next corner. He knows what we're going to face in the future. So what we are looking and desiring for may not be the best thing that we need, but God always knows what's best for us. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and give Him praise here tonight as you're seated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful to be in the house tonight. I'm so thankful for the presence of God that we feel here. How many's thankful that you're in the house of the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. Anybody thankful that this will be the last time you got to hear me consistently for a little while? Don't clap, please. It'll hurt my feelings. Just kidding. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful to be in the house of the Lord tonight. So thankful for each and every one of you that's here with us tonight and everybody by watching by way of live stream tonight. Hallelujah. We dismiss the children. Yes, I almost forgot that. Yeah. Any of the kids here tonight that go with Sister Emma and Brother Keaton, you guys can go ahead and go next door. If you would, turn with me in your Bibles. I'm going to read two different portions of Scripture here tonight. Turn with me to Exodus chapter number 30. We're going to read verses 22 through 32. And then after that, we're going to jump over to Isaiah chapter number 10 and verse number 27. And when you have it, if you wouldn't mind, please standing for the reading of the Word of the Lord. Praise God. Exodus chapter number 30, starting with verse 22, says, "Moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive, and hin." And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy anointing oil. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, and the table and all his vessels, and the candlestick and his vessels, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all his vessels, and the laver and his foot, and thou shalt sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatsoever toucheth them shall be holy. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them, and they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, This shall be an holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations." Hallelujah. We're going to stop right there. Turn with me to Isaiah 10 and verse 27. Verse number 27 says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'm not going to hold you too long. I just want to preach with the help of the Lord, the simple title, The Anointing. Father, I thank you for each and every heart and life that's here. I thank you for this wonderful privilege and opportunity it is to be in your house. And I thank you, Father, for all that you've already done in this service here tonight. I thank you, God, for everything you're going to do in the remainder of this service. I ask, God, that you would anoint me and speak through me this word as you've given it to me, Father. Let everything be said that you would have said tonight, God. And open our ears and hearts to receive everything that you have for us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Just a quick little backstory in my life in the last couple of weeks, God has been doing a major work and a major shifting in my life and some outlook changes in my own personal life and in my own walk with Him. Now, just to kind of set a preface here tonight, I promise I'm not going to get political. This is just a preface. In 2016, I started following politics a little bit more closely than what I used to. I felt like due to what I felt was the severity of that election, and due to me being an adult, I felt like that I needed to understand and be a little bit more educated on my votes and the affairs going on in the nation and on the policies that I stood for and the policies that I felt like would work. And if you talk with me any length of time or take, you know, one look inside my office here tonight, you can see where I possibly lean politically. Just leave it at that, or who I may plan on voting for come November, which would easily tell you the policies. And like I said, I promise I'm going to go somewhere with this. I promise I am. And hope Pastor Ronnie don't kick me off the platform after this, but I promise I'm going somewhere. But it would easily tell you the policies that I stand behind and believing that they would be the best ones to work and try and fix what's going on in our nation here tonight. And I've caught myself many times sitting and talking with many people over the last few years and making the statements of, you know, this person needs to be elected and to put into office in this certain political seat because they would do this, and this, and that would fix this area or this certain issue going on, or this person needs to enact this policy and that would fix all of these problems in this area for this group of people. And while all that may sound fine and dandy, I found myself getting worked up and concerned over temporal things while who I want to get in office or who I may want to get elected and the policies that I stand behind may get passed and may move forward. It is still only a temporary fix to eternal problems that we are facing in our nation today. You can't put a Band-Aid on a broken arm or a broken leg. You have to and you have to use a far greater and a stronger method of medical practice to fix and set that broken bone. And as believers, the problems and the issues that we face in our nation tonight aren't going to go away. I'm sorry to say it tonight. It's not going to go away with a new president. It's not going to go away with new congressmen or new senators. They're not going to go away with new policies. Sure, it may help and it may look a little bit better for a little while, but the end of the day, the darkness that we face in this nation will continue to come back until we as spirit-filled believers in the body of Christ allow the anointed one, Jesus, to anoint us and us carry that anointing everywhere that we go. Let it flow through us and break the yokes of bondage and drive back darkness on all of those that we encounter in our daily lives. Hallelujah. I told you a couple weeks ago that it's a time to sow. And this past Sunday night, I told you that God has chosen you. And tonight, I'm telling you, it is time that we put a priority back on carrying and walking in the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Not walking around and not walking around and trying to just flow in a gift or a talent, but walking in flowing and the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Ghost, because I don't care who tells you what or how gifted or talented somebody may be. A gift and a talent can move a crowd emotionally and work on people's emotions and may excite the crowd, but the anointing that is flowing in this house tonight and flowing out of heaven is the only thing that will break and destroy the yokes of bondage that may be on those that you encounter and may be on anybody in this house here tonight. A gift and a talent can't do it, but the anointing of the Holy Ghost is what we need to be moving in to see change in people's lives. Hallelujah. We as the body of Christ, we cannot continue to look so much to the gifts and the talents that people have in church and continue to see people walk in our front doors and walk out the same way that they came in, continuing to see people in our daily lives that are desiring and wanting to be free, but still walking in a yoke of bondage on them because there is no anointing that they can encounter and break that off of them. Hallelujah. Just a quick little testimony. Monday night at Better Days, Sister Blanche is here tonight. But Monday night at Better Days, it was my very first time being there. And Sister Maddie was there with us. And it was my very first time being there. And Sister Blanche, I got to tell you, I absolutely fell in love with it. I'm just telling you, I loved it. If you have not been, you need to go to Better Days and support that ministry and be a part of it. Hallelujah. And I told Kyla and Sister Maddie and Sister Sarah that I was sitting back in the back and looked over the crowd and I just felt a tugging in my heart and just God beginning to just put a love in me for everybody there. Hallelujah. And I just looked over the crowd, and I told you a couple weeks ago that, you know, during my message of it's a time to sow, the people in outreach programs, that is God's heartbeat. And I told Kyla and Sarah and Maddie, I said, I've always heard and I've said it myself that is God's heartbeat, but I got to see it with my very own eyes, the heartbeat of God in that house. Hallelujah. And it just humbled me and just what a privilege it was. But anyways, we were there, and Sister Maddie and Sister Sarah did the music for us that night, and I preached and gave an altar call, and a few came forward and began to pray and ask for prayer and receive prayer, and there were folks who were saved, and God was beginning to just move mightily, and people were really receiving a touch from him, not because of me or anything that I was doing, but because God was moving. But there was a one specific woman, she came up after a little bit. Sister Blanche was, I believe, talking to her and asked her if she wanted prayer, and she came forward, and Sister Blanche and Sister Sarah and I, we all laid hands on her and we began to pray for her. I had no idea who she was. I still don't really know who she is. But she was a lady, and Sister Sarah began to tell me after service that she was a lady. She had been saved previously, and she'd been in the ministry and working in her church faithfully. And, you know, things happened and she fell out with God, and then her life began to spiral out of control from there. But we began to pray for her, and God began to just move on her and minister to her and speak to her in a deep and a mighty way on Monday night. And all of a sudden, you could feel it when it hit her life. You could just feel it when it hit that place, and she lifted her hands and began to cry out to God, and she gave her life back to Christ that night. And I believe that God set her free on Monday night. And Sister Blanche and Sister Sarah and I, we got to stand there and lay hands on her and help pray her through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. Hallelujah. Not because I'm a gifted or a talented preacher, because I'll be the first to tell you that I'm not, praise God, and not because Maddie and Sarah can sing and play the piano good, not because Sister Blanche is a good preacher or a good outreach leader, but it was because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost that was moving in that house is why that sister was set free on Monday night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear me tonight. Hear me tonight. We read, we hear and we read of supernatural levels of the anointing that many of our forefathers in the faith operated in before us. We read of the writings and we hear the stories, and some of us can even see some of the videos of just many mighty men and women of God just moving in the anointing and just moving in a level of the anointing like we've never seen before. And they did face yokes of bondage, and they did have to face darkness. Hallelujah. But the yokes of bondage and the levels of darkness that we are facing in this hour is something that they never would have dreamed of having to face in their lives. And I'm telling you tonight, we have no other option than to do whatever it takes to walk in the power of God and in the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have no other option. The gifts won't do it. The talents won't do it. The great lyrics and the great orated messages won't do it. If the anointing is not present on the life of the believer that is delivering the word or delivering the song, hallelujah, or delivering the witness, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I can tell you, people can tell if you have the real anointing or not. They absolutely can. Praise God. They can see right through any sense of pride or arrogance or fake a mile away. And I'm not here to beat anybody up tonight or be doom and gloom, but they can see it a mile away. Hallelujah. But they can also see the real from a mile away. They can see the fake, but they can also see the real a mile away. Praise God. And they are drawn to it. Hallelujah. They're drawn to the real. So much fake is just, and things that just are not satisfying them anymore is just consuming their life. And they say, well, this I tried and it wasn't real. This I tried and it wasn't real. But something on that person I am drawn to, because I have a feeling that there is something different about them. There's something different about the way that they carry themselves from all other Christians that I've encountered. There's something different about them, about the way that they talk and about the way that they live. And I've got to know what it is. And friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, it is the anointing. Praise God. Hallelujah. The anointing, it was reserved and it was set aside. Reserved and set aside for those who were to be set apart and consecrated by God. The anointing, it consisted of calamus and cinnamon and cassia and liquid myrrh and olive oil, all of them being blended together as one oil to be poured over top of God's chosen vessel to carry that anointing with them and to have that fragrance and that aroma of God's presence and anointing on them and their life. Hallelujah. They would come to those that were getting ready to get anointed, and they would bring them before the priest, and they would pour that anointing oil over the recipient, and it would run through their hair and down their sides and down their face, down the shoulders and all the way down them. And that aroma and that fragrance was a testimony to let everyone know that came in contact with them, this person is anointed by God. They could see the oil and they could smell the fragrance. Hallelujah. When King David was anointed by the prophet Samuel, it was a sign to everyone that came in contact with David. This is the one. He is God's chosen vessel to carry Israel through. Hallelujah. I ask you the question here tonight. What are people seeing and what fragrance are they smelling when they come in contact with you? You don't have to answer me, but what are people seeing and what fragrance are they smelling when they come into contact with you as a professing believer in Christ Almighty? Hallelujah. Are they seeing and smelling pride or arrogance from a talent or a gift? Or are they seeing and smelling the favor and the humility of God, knowing that it's nothing in us that does the work, but it's all from the power and the anointing of Almighty God upon our lives? Hallelujah. Because in our first portion of our text here tonight, in verse 32, the Bible tells us that the Bible tells us that neither shall you make any other like it, meaning that there is no copying or imitation to replace the real and true anointing. Hallelujah. It was true back then with the physical anointing, and it is still true today that there is no copying, there is no limitation, no imitation, and no replacement for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that we need to be carrying and operating in every single day. Hallelujah. Because that is what is going to make the difference in our everyday lives. It makes the difference when we talk to people. It makes the difference when we smile at people. It makes the difference in how we work and go about our job every single day. And it makes a difference on how we how we carry and conduct ourselves. It makes a difference when we pray for people, how we sing and how we worship, how we preach and present this great gospel to the world around us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like I said already here tonight, we're facing so many yokes and so many different levels of darkness. They take on so many different forms that we see every single day. And unless the anointing is on the message and the messenger, the yokes will not be destroyed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ask all of us in this house tonight to take inventory on our spiritual walk. Are we carriers of the anointing? Are we walking and operating in it? Not just here at church, not just here within these four walls. Excuse me. Not just here within these four walls, but in all that we do and in everywhere that we go, are we carrying the anointing and operating it? Are we being obedient when we go somewhere and we hear? And I'm not trying to be super spiritual here tonight or holier than thou or anything, but we all know people that are yoked up in yokes of bondage in our life. I could, and nobody in this room here tonight could say that I know everybody that I know is walking in liberty and walking in freedom, but everyone in this house tonight could testify and say, yes, I know somebody or somebodies that are bound by sin, bound by the chains of sin and yokes of bondage. And that means that if they are not in this building or not coming in this building, then that means that we need to take the anointing to them right where they're at and say, it's not just for the church house, it's not just for here on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night or a Wednesday night or a Monday or Tuesday or during revival, but the anointing is for any time, any place, anywhere, and for anybody to be touched and moved upon and to be carried by anybody who will lift up their hands and say, God, I need the anointing. I need the power. I need the anointing of your Holy Ghost to be operating in it, to be walking in it, so that I can go forth and grow the kingdom, so that people can be set free and born again. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout of praise in this house tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. If we're walking in the anointing in here, but not out there, then something is wrong with our walk. If we're walking in the anointing here, but not out there where it really matters, where it really matters. Because I look around this house tonight, I know everyone in here pretty sure everybody in here, based on my own knowledge, we're all believers in this house. Now, I'm not saying that nobody in here could need that anointing or that nobody in here could needs to be set free tonight, because I understand that's very true. Believers can deal with oppression. Believers can be dealing with things that they feel like have them bound up, and that thing needs to be destroyed and they need to be set free from that. I understand that. I believe that. But what about those that are down in the downtown area or down in wherever it may be, that are bound by drugs, bound by alcohol, bound by lust or pornography, or bound by whatever I could name in here tonight, that aren't sitting in this house but still need freedom and still need liberty? That's why we get anointed in here. We get filled up. We get to walking and we understand and we get that anointing in here. And then we say, I'm not just going to walk in the anointing here at church, but I'm going to walk in the anointing while I'm walking down the sidewalks and I see somebody sitting on the street corner, and I'm going to walk up to them and say, hey, I know you don't know me and this sounds really, really strange, but I just want to give you a gospel witness. And you give them the word, but not just the word, but the word with the anointing. Hallelujah. And you're able to stand there on a street corner and pray them through to salvation and see God break the yokes of bondage off of their life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is the anointing what we're missing? I just take inventory tonight, and I'm doing myself. I'm not picking on you guys here tonight, but take inventory. Is the anointing what we're missing? Is the anointing? We read in Luke chapter number 15. We read about the parable with the woman and the lost coin, and she lit a candle and she sweeps all through her house and she's looking until she finds it. And we read that scripture and we see it as the lost coin being a sinner that was found and saved by God. But I did hear one preacher put it this way, and he said, we can look at this parable and see that when the woman, we can look at this parable and we see it as the lost coin being a sinner, but can we also look at it as the church body, the woman being the bride of Christ, being the body of Christ and the bride of Christ? Can we look at her as being the church, and that lost coin being the anointing of the Holy Ghost? Because it is when she found that lost coin that a sinner was saved and set free and born again. Hallelujah. I 100% believe that we look at that parable and we can say that that is the sinner, but I believe that we can also look at it as seeing it as the body of Christ needing to find that lost coin in our daily lives and in our walk with God, being the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the thing about it is that when she swept the house, listen, I know when Kyla and I, we get to clean in our house, and if I get to clean in and organize in my office or the basement, it's a chore. But we begin to find and we begin to see things. And I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here tonight. Sister Maddie, if you would come and help me with the music. We're cleaning and we're looking and we're sweeping through the house, and we begin to find things that are just not that important, that are taking up space in our house, that are not of that much importance. And what do? We pick them up, we move them, and we get rid of them. And go ahead, and you can stand with me here tonight. Hallelujah. 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 We find those things. We don't need them anymore. They're just taking up space, and so we get rid of them. And I'm asking you tonight that if you feel like you're just missing something, I would just ask during this altar call that you would just take a sweep of your spiritual house here tonight. that you would just take a sweep of your spiritual house in here tonight and look and see if you would see anything that's just taking up space that you don't need anymore in your life. Because the thing about it is that when you begin to sweep the house and you say, I don't need this anymore, I don't need that anymore, this is taking up space, that offers a place for the Spirit of the living God and the anointing of God to fill those areas that are empty within you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're wanting tonight to find that lost coin, if you're wanting tonight to walk and to carry and operate in a new level anointing tonight, I want you to come. If you say, Austin, I'm not trying to embarrass or shame anybody tonight or anything like that, but if you're in this house tonight and you say, Austin, I've been wanting and desiring for God to just use me in a mighty, mighty way. Friend, it takes the anointing. Nothing else tonight. I can get up here and I can yell and holler and get loud and spit and scream and whatever. And I'm not saying that I'm anybody. I'm not saying that I operate in a super high or supernatural level of anointing. But friend, all of these things are just words without the anointing. A prayer is just a prayer and just words without the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And if that's you here tonight where you say, Austin, I want to move and I want to operate in that new level of anointing and I want God to anoint me, this altar is open and I want you to come. Hallelujah. I want you to seek the face of God. I just want you to kneel down here tonight or stand across the front of this house and say, God, I want to operate in that level of anointing. I want to operate in the anointing every day of my life, not just in the church house, not just during service, but everywhere that I go in everything that I do. Hallelujah. If that's you here tonight, I want you to come.
Everybody, we want to say thank you for watching today. We pray that this message blessed you. And if it did, please feel free to subscribe, stay up to date with what we're doing here, as well as follow us on our other social media platforms. Help us reach more people across this world for Christ. We love y'all. We pray that you have a blessed day, and we pray that we see you again soon. God bless.